Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Let's talk about some of the headlines from across the country today, starting with our main story, which is regarding the Thailand Elite scandal and controversy. The Thailand Elite Cart is in the public spotlight once again, and after Khun Chirayu, who is an MP from the Phuea Thai Thai Party, said in Parliament last week that shady Chinese businessmen have been operating using the Thailand Elite card and had become members of this privileged program. Now, the Thailand Elite card has been designed as an exclusive membership program targeting businessmen, foreign investors, and travelers seeking short and long stay trips with an aim to maximize income from visitors with high purchasing power. Now, this program is one of the most disputed government projects, which has drawn criticism since its inception. And Tourism and Sports Minister Khun Pi Phat asked the Royal Thai Police to investigate the accusation against members of the Thailand Elite Card that have been linked with shady Chinese businesses. Some tourism operators have even suggested that we need to connect the application procedures with international police to verify their criminal records. The case has badly affected the image of the tourism in Thailand, according to the minister, and the Thai tourism industry as a whole. Now, during the application process, Thailand Privilege Card, the operator of the Thailand Elite Card, can send personal data of applications to the Immigration Bureau and the Department of Consular Affairs to screen for any criminal records. Ministry already imposed additional regulations to pre-screen potential members, including checking the status of members and appointing sales agents every 2 years to ensure the accuracy of the qualifications. If any of them have reported to be acting illegally, the ministry should urgently withdraw those memberships. The president of the Phuket Tourist Association suggested that the Thailand Elite Card application process needs to be connected to a digital database with international organizations such as Interpol to verify criminal records. This process might help prevent shady individuals from applying for the Thailand Elite Card, because it's supposed to be a privilege, not a source, for shady Chinese businessmen to come here and operate their businesses shadily, I guess. We have had quite a few reports in the last month or so, and of course last year, of quite a few Chinese nationals coming to Thailand and operating businesses illegally and running shady businesses. So hopefully, I'd think that they'd have all these protocols in place already, but better late than never. Now, joining me today on the show is my trusty sidekick, is the voice of God.
Good morning.
There she is. Carmel, is it concerning to you that they're only now trying to check for criminal records? I mean, surely, yes, there's a vetting process, but is it surprising that it's taken them so long to properly vet the people that they're giving out these cards to?
Yeah, I feel like they should have done this from the beginning, the moment they released the program. You're looking at me this way.
Yeah, well, it's the classic. It's the classic, if you have money, you can do anything.
Yeah.
In Asia in general. But yeah, look, better late than never. The fact that they've had to come out and say this is slightly concerning. I feel like a lot of the times you'd like to think that there's some smart people running these programs. And I'm sure there are. And yeah, hopefully they figure it out. Because the more I talk, the more I get myself in trouble. Allegedly. Say that to protect yourself. A quick update, ladies and gentlemen. The weather in Bangkok currently is absolutely shocking, because the AQI today is 157. It is supposedly one of the worst days for air pollution in Bangkok this year. And there's a lot of PM2.5 particles that I have been breathing as I've been coming to work. And I think we need to invest in a proper air purifier if you are living in Bangkok. The weather is cold, the air is still, and that is one of the reasons why the wind is not able to blow the PM2.5 particles, which is one of the reasons for the pollution. And the government has its own idea of shutting down all the buses with black smoke, because apparently that's what creates all the pollution in Bangkok. But just a quick note, if you are in Bangkok, and if you are feeling your allergies or your nose a bit runny, it's because it's extremely poor weather. Do keep your eye out on that. All right, let's move on to our next topic, which is regarding vaping in Thailand. Now, vaping in Thailand is illegal. However, I have some updates for you. You actually can't be arrested for that. So, what do I mean by that? What is the law regarding vaping in Thailand? A group of Thai tour guides revealed that a group of Chinese tourists were fined 60,000 baht for carrying vapes in Pattaya. The police also gave them a 50% discount and said, look, it normally costs you 60,000 baht, but you can just pay us 30,000 baht. Now, according to the Thai law, Thai police cannot arrest or fine foreigners with vapes. They have to report the issue to the court. A committee member of the Professional Tourist Guide Association of Thailand, Khun Pai San, came out and said that the fine on e-cigarette charge is unbelievably expensive. It is a gap for corrupt officers to gain benefits. Some foreign tourists who do not know that vaporizers are illegal in Thailand, because it's sold pretty much everywhere in Thailand and very easily bought, they might end up paying a lot of money. And the Minister of the Tourism and Sports, Khun Pi Phat, confirmed to Channel 7 yesterday that Thai police cannot arrest you and they cannot fine you if you're a foreign tourist carrying a vaporizer, even if it is illegal in Thailand. Khun Pi Phat said that the police must report the case to the court and let the court process the case. The minister did not give details on how the case would be continued by the court. A famous Thai lawyer explained that it's the customs department's job, and they are the ones who are responsible for the fine in this case. Police officers are only responsible for recording the charge. They're allowed to seize the illegal vape and submit the issue to the court. According to Section 20 of the Export and Imports of Goods, whoever imports or exports illegal goods shall be punished with imprisonment of up to 10 years, a fine of 5 times more expensive than the price of the goods. So if you're importing the illegal vapes, don't do that, firstly, because it's illegal and you can get imprisonment and a huge fine. But as a foreign tourist, if you are stopped and caught with a vape, firstly, you should not be vaping. But if you are caught with a vape, they cannot arrest you. They cannot fine you according to the law. So fight for your rights. Go to the police station if you must. And you have a choice. Most people like to just pay the fine and avoid the inconvenience. That's how corruption, you know, happens, and some police officers do take advantage of that. However, in this case, as per the Minister of Tourism and the Professional Tourist Guide Association of Thailand, both of those officials have come out and said that the police cannot arrest you and cannot fine you for possessing an illegal vape. They can only confiscate it and record the event. All right, you have now been updated. Let's ask the Voice of God. Voice of God, what are your thoughts on vapes?
I personally don't vape, but okay. I know a lot of people that do.
Yeah.
So I know it's illegal in Thailand, but then, you know, as long as you,
yeah,
just don't be so public about it. You know, you gotta be a little bit more smart. I'm not trying to encourage bad behavior though, yeah. But
it's,
you know,
I mean, it's shocking that vaping is illegal in Thailand.
Yes.
Accessibility to it, the ease of purchasing it. It's quite cheap. If you do buy the vape, you can order the vape pods.
Yeah.
Because you have to change the pods. You can order the vape pods through Carry. You just send them a message online. Hey, I need 5 watermelon flavored vape pods. And they send it to you within the hour. through delivery men. So it's crazy to think that it's illegal here. But yeah, we've had a lot of stories dominating Thai media recently, especially regarding the Taiwanese actress who was extorted of around 27,000 baht because one of her friends was carrying a vape. And that's why these ministers have actually had to come out and say that, look, guys, as a foreign tourist, you do have your rights here. Those are your rights. You can't be arrested or be fined. So, but yeah, most people don't want to deal with it. Like Carmel, if you were stopped, let's say you were caught with a vape, would you rather pay, let's say, 2,000 baht or 5,000 baht? Because they do record your name, right? They do keep you on record that you were caught with an illegal object,
yeah,
which is actually illegal in Thailand. As a foreigner, I don't know if I want to be on record doing something illegal. So I'd rather just pay the 5,000 baht fine.
Yeah, it sucks paying that amount of money, but then, for example, when you're stopped, when you have like a plan to go somewhere, it's very inconvenient to end up at the police station. So
yeah,
I would pay it off just so that I can go back to my day.
Convenience.
It sucks.
Convenience is key. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Tiger, we do not condemn, we do not promote the use of vaping or smoking. So firstly, don't do it. Secondly, if you do it, as per the voice of God, be smart. I double down on that. Look, yeah, do be smart. It's illegal. You don't want to be caught with it. You don't want to be stopped. You don't want to bother yourself with trying to explain to a police officer and trying to get away with it. It's difficult for some people to stop smoking. So if you do smoke, be smart. Don't do it out in the open. Do it in your privacy of your own home and be careful. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we've got stories regarding the great Bangkok public bus and one of the best music festivals that will be coming to Thailand, and it's going to be in Pattaya. It's a good one. Find out more after the break.
Ready and join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only Carnival Magic.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and this show is brought to you by Carnival Magic, one of the best and newest attractions in Phuket. If you do have a couple of hours, visit with your family, visit with your loved one. You'll have an amazing time at Carnival Magic. It's a carnival fantasy. We've also made a video about it, so you can check it out before you move. All right, let's have some information on the Bangkok public bus. Now, a Bangkok public bus has been condemned by a Singaporean tourist. I can't imagine a Singaporean tourist going on a Bangkok public bus. I mean, Singapore is quite well developed and has a great transport system. However, this Singaporean tourist has condemned the Bangkok Mass Transit Authority because she tried to get on a public bus and they closed the door on her. That's what happened. Basically, a video has been going viral. A Singaporean woman is seen with some other passengers getting on a public bus. A female ticket conductor who was on the bus was shouting at her in Thai. Not really shouting. They're just, they have to be loud because the buses are loud and they're in the middle of traffic. So the conductor was seen asking, "Do you want to get on the bus? We're going to Platinum and Pratunam." That's where the bus is heading. So the tourist responded, "I don't understand," because, she was speaking Thai. And she just stood at the door. However, she took a moment too long to decide what she wanted and tried to get onto the bus. However, the bus door closed and the bus took off. Now, the video revealed the vehicle was number 23. And guess what? This is the same bus that grew mushrooms on the seat last year. If regular GMT viewers might remember me talking about a public bus in Thailand that was so old and the seats were so awful that it was actually growing fungi mushrooms out of the seat. Well, this is the same one that closed the door on the Singaporean tourist. Now, many Thai people online and netizens have commented on her video saying that, look, you need to speed up. That is a requirement if you want to get on the public bus in Thailand, adding that she must be quicker to catch a Thai bus. And I agree with that in a way. What happened? It should not have happened. They should not have closed on the door on her. We live in a civilized society and they should have tried to communicate with her. But we also need to face reality. This is Thailand. This is a public bus. They're always on the go. There's a lot of traffic in Thailand. They're almost always late. So they're always trying to catch up. So the public bus is always like, they come, they stop, they go, "You want to go? You don't want to go? Close the door." Boom, they're left. So normally you don't have the time to discuss with the conductor if you're on the right bus or not. The woman later, however, did explain in her next video that she loves Bangkok, even though the buses scare her. And she didn't give up. She tried again with another bus, and she later posted another video of a successful bus riding mission and informed her followers that bus number 23, I did it. She finally got to her destination. Voice of God, have you had any experience on
taking the public bus?
Yeah.
Yes. I always had to take it from like Lat Prao to Sikon Square. And then, And it is true that you have to rush when you're trying to get on that bus.
Yeah.
There's really no like window for time you to decide.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. And I guess, like, before taking the bus, you gotta research what number, like, the destinations for each bus. Yeah.
Look, I get it. Like, she's a tourist. She's come here from Singapore. Mm-hmm. And clearly for her, she's like, she just wants to make sure. And it can be quite, it can fluster a lot of people when yes. suddenly someone just starts screaming in Thai at you and you're like, ah, I don't know. So I don't blame her. I do feel sad for her. And I'm great that she had such a positive attitude that she tried again and got the right bus. But yeah, it's like Fast and Furious with the buses here in Thailand. Mm. And I don't think they're going to change anytime soon. So the mountain must come to the bus. All right. I have a quick update regarding Koh Samui. Now, I've spoken about Koh Samui for the last 2 years, pretty much talking about how they have not received any love. But I have some good news. About 200,000 tourists have visited the popular island only in January. The picturesque island of Koh Samui in Surat Thani province has seen a remarkable turnaround to its economy. In the first month of 2023, over 200,000 tourists visiting in January alone. After a year of uncertainty due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the arrival of these tourists is a warm sight and a very warm welcome to the island's local economy. So great news for the province of Surat Thani and the island of Koh Samui. They used to struggle even when they opened the sandbox. Very few people were traveling there because of the flights, and you have to take a special flight just to get to the island or travel by boat from other provinces. But great to hear that they're bouncing back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our last story today is regarding the Rolling Loud Thailand 2023. Now, this is a music festival that's going to be taking place during Songkran in Pattaya. Music festival, Songkran, Pattaya. Count me in. There's going to be musical heavyweights such as Cardi B, Chris Brown, and Travis Scott that will join more than 80 other international artists at the Rolling Loud Thailand 2023 Jamboree in Pattaya during Songkran Festival. This is going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday from April 13 to April 15. Pattaya is to welcome some of the world's leading artists on a three-day music festival at the Legend Siam theme park in the Sattahip district. The festival's official Facebook page announced its long lineup last week. There are U.S. rappers and songwriters. There are R&B singers, American rappers. There are also a lot of Thai hip-hop artists and artists like Your Boy TJ, Young Ohm, 2P, Titanium's going to be there. So it's going to be a great weekend of music. Carmel, how excited are you?
Very excited and sad that I can't go. The Why tickets not? Are so expensive.
How dare you, Carmel? What do you mean? How expensive are they? I think you were searching for the price this morning. For a three-day event, it was approximately...
Like we saw like around like 15,000 to 20,000 baht.
For a three-day event?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. No chance. Seriously? It's in April. Even if we buy it now?
It's already late for you to like... buying it now is too late for the prices.
Yeah, I don't know if I can spend 15 or I don't know if I can spend even 15,000 baht for 3 days. That's like 5,000 baht a day. I mean, that kind of makes sense, I guess, if you want like international hip-hop artists.
Exactly.
Like Cardi B is famous. Chris Brown, yeah, maybe like 10 years ago, but still sure.
Hey.
and he's a good dancer, though. He's a good performer. And Travis Scott, controversial, for those of you who know, but... I'm a bit down now. I definitely can't afford 20K for the ticket. Mm. But hey, guess what? Maybe we'll try to get a sponsor for the event. So if anyone from Pattaya is watching, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to sponsor us, the Tiger can go and cover this event. Let us know. Send us an email. There are, however, no famous Italian opera singers. Okay, Andrea Bocelli will not be there. And Lisa from Blackpink will definitely not be there. That's one thing confirmed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed today's show. If you have, please comment below in the after the live video your comments regarding any of the topics today. We do read all of your comments, and we hope you have a great day. We'll see you live once again tomorrow morning. So from me and the voice of God today, it's bye-bye, take care, see you.
Bye.